Yeah. I know some Baptists don't like it, but why don't you give the Lord a hand this morning? Amen. I know we're not supposed to applaud men, but the Bible says, clap your hands, O you people. Amen. We ought to clap our hands unto the Lord. Amen. Because He's one who does deserve praise. Yes. Have you ever thought about this? If God's people don't brag on Him, ain't nobody going to. Right. Amen. If the children of God can't praise Him, He just won't get praised. So it's up to us. We're living in a day, while you're turning to Romans chapter number 8, we're living in a day where in many places His name can't even be mentioned. Right. It's no longer Merry Christmas, it's Happy Holiday. And I told you this last year, and I'll tell you again, maybe to give you an idea. When they tell you happy holidays, say, what holiday is it? I make them say it. Amen? Amen. They say, happy holidays. What holiday is it? Christmas. There you go. That's right. Amen. I mean, never mind. They can't have the nativity scene at the White House. But yet the Congress and the Senate and all them people get like 2 weeks off for Christmas. Yes, I think they ought to make them go to work. Amen. Amen. I think they ought to have to work overtime. Yeah. Hallelujah. I just thought I'd throw that in. Amen. Yes, amen. Amen. Romans chapter number 8, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Romans chapter number 8, and I know a lot of you think I'm going to verse 28, but I'm not. I want you to look with me at Romans chapter 8 and verse number 32 just for a few minutes. And probably, man, y'all didn't sing long this morning, so probably get you out early today. But Romans chapter number 8, look at verse number 32. The Bible said, He that spared not His own Son, and I'm in the wrong verse, 31, back up just a little bit. What shall we then say to these things? Can y'all say this with me? If God be for us, who can be against us? Let's read it again. What shall we say then to these things? Are y'all ready? If God be for us, who can be against us? I love that verse right there, don't you? You know what that is? That's a promise of God. That's God saying to you and I am for you. What that means is, I've got your back. Amen. I'm on your side. I'm with you. Amen. Listen, man, in Ephesians chapter number 2, we were foreigners and strangers. But when we were saved, we not only joined God's team, but God joined our team. Now, how about that? These NFL guys, they brag about getting the number one draft pick quarterback and all this stuff. Listen, man, we got God on our side. Amen. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. I ask you a question this morning. How many of you feel like you've got some things working against you this morning? Come on, every one of us ought to be able to agree to that. Yeah, we got problems. Amen. We got struggles. We got issues that we deal with. We got financial problems, and we got relationship problems, and we got all these problems. But what we need to realize that with our problems, we have a God. Amen. Amen. And we have a God who is bigger and larger than all our problems put together. Amen. Amen. You said, preacher, I got a big problem. Ain't bigger than God. Amen. Not even close. Amen. The Bible said, with God, how many things are possible? All things are possible. Amen. Yes. So won't you just, I think a lot of times our trouble is what we compare our problems to. Yes. Yeah. Amen. We compare our bills to the balance in our checkbook. Yeah. Amen. But when we compare our bills to God, I had a lady told me this morning during fellowship, she said, I took your message to heart Wednesday night. Amen. Only person out of this whole church that said anything like that to me. She said, I took your message to heart Wednesday night. And she said, you know what? This morning, I did not rob God. Yeah. That's what she said. And she was telling me, I paid my tithes this morning. And then she said this. She said, I don't know how I'm going to eat this week, but I did not rob God. I can't help but feel that God said, I heard that. I heard that. Groceries is on the way. Amen. Hallelujah. I appreciate God is bigger than all our problems. If we'll just do what God said do, God will do what God said he'll do. Does that make sense? Amen. If God be for us, how do you know? Do you ever feel like he's not? Come on, you can be honest. Do you ever feel like he's not? Do you ever feel like God's got his thumb on your neck? How do we know that God's for us? We look at all our problems and say, well, God must be mad at me because this sickness has come, or because this difficulty has come, or this problem has come in my life. Just because you're having trouble doesn't mean God's mad at you or that God's against you.
That's right. Come on, preacher.
Do you understand that? He said what we were going to have trouble.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he told us that. Man born of woman, the Bible said, is a few days and full of trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus said, in this life ye shall have tribulation.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So when we get to the place where it seems like life is beating us down, that doesn't mean God's mad. Now, God does punish, but that doesn't mean God's mad at you.
Yeah, come on.
Amen.
Amen.
That doesn't mean God has turned his back or that he was used to be for you and now he's against you. People are like that, not God.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Amen.
People are fickle, but God's not.
Amen.
Amen. People are untrustworthy. People are... I lost a word there, but people, you don't ever know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Amen? But you can count on God because the Bible said he's faithful.
Amen.
And from Romans chapter number 8 this morning, I want to give you a few reasons why you can know, no matter what's going on in your life, that God is for you. Amen? Look at verse number 3. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 3. Y'all awake this morning?
Amen.
Romans 8 and verse number 3. The Bible said, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. We can know that God is for us from this one little phrase right here, God sending his own Son. We know that God is for us because he did send his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? No doubt about it. Hey, they can lobby and they can fuss and they can fight to try to take the Charlie Brown Christmas off the TV because of the scripture that's read in it. But God did send his Son. Amen? The Bible said, unto you a child is born and unto you a son is given. Amen? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hey, I know God is for me because he gave me the most precious thing heaven had. Amen. He gave us his Son. He gave us his Son. And we ought to shout it from the mountaintops. While the world is trying to deny it. Have you seen that Merry Xmas? That's been around for years. That's just like they X'd out Christ. Do you know what? You can do that all you want, but you can't X him out. Amen? You can stop singing Silent Night, Joy to the World. You can stop singing all those songs, but you're not going to do away with it. Why? Because God gave his Son. Some 2,000 years ago, that baby was born. Amen. How would you like to have been them shepherds abiding their flock by night? And those angels came. I used to think their name was Harold. Y'all, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, you know? Anyway. But those angels came and brought the tidings of great joy. Amen? Wow. Unto you this day is born in the city of David. God gave us his Son. And we ought to get more excited about that than we do. I'm like Brother Charles. I love Christmas. I love everything about it. I do. I know some people are against Christmas trees. Somebody said, well, I don't believe in Christmas trees. Don't put one up. But I got ones 9 foot tall. Amen. Biggest one I ever had. My wife and I went out of town this year, and so we was gone last week, so we usually have a live tree, but I wasn't going to be home, put water in it and all that, so we went and bought a fake one. It's already got lights on it. That's the way to go, brother. I mean, you just stand her up and plug her up, and she's good to go. But we went to Walmart. She said, which one you think we ought to get? I said, the biggest one. She said, what if it don't fit? Well, we'll whack a little off the top. Amen. I love Christmas. I love everything about it. I love the gifts.
Amen.
Amen. And I love what they represent.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
I'm probably going to ramble a little bit, but we were in Washington, D.C. Last week, and we went to over into Virginia to Mount Vernon, the home of George and Martha Washington. And they had this, I told you a little bit about it, had this little old lady that she was all dressed up like Martha Washington. You just went in, sat down, you can ask her anything you wanted to ask her. And my wife was asking her about Christmas in the White House. And she said, we didn't do Christmas the way Christmas is done now. She said, Christmas Day, and I never knew this. This is where the 12 days of Christmas come from. She said, on Christmas Day, we did not celebrate and feast. She said, we fasted and worshiped. Amen. On December the 25th, she said, we sat all day in church on December 20th, Christmas Day. She said, and then on the 26th, we would start the Christmas celebration. And you'd get one gift each day if your family was fortunate enough to be able to do that. And then on the 12th day, which was January, something I ain't good at math, but the 1st of January, whenever that 12th day was, they had the big feast and the celebration. But the entire day of December the 25th, they worshiped. They sat in the house of God and thanked God for the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? And I'm not saying we have to go back to that, but I'm just saying, hey, man, let's not leave Him out, because God did send His Son. And that's how I know that God is for me. Listen, I love y'all with all my heart. Brother Charles Dyer is my hero. I love him. He's precious to me. But I wouldn't give Levi for him. If soldiers came in here and said, one of these two has to die, we're fixing to blow one of them's head off, I'm going to say, I'll see you in heaven, Doc. Amen? And I feel sure Brother Charles would do the same thing if it was between me or D. He'd say, kill D and keep my preacher. Amen. There's not many of us that would give up one of our children for someone else. But God did. He gave us His Son, Christ Jesus. So next time you think God's mad at you, remember He gave you His Son. Just the next time you think it's hard to write that check, sis, I appreciate you being obedient, and I appreciate you telling me about it. And so everybody's going, who was it? That's why I'm looking all around, because it ain't none of your business. Next time you think it's hard to give Him that check, remember what He gave you. He gave us His Son. I know God's for me this morning. He's not always happy with me. Amen. I'm not always happy with my son. Been a while since I've been unhappy with him. Oh, I mean, he's been pretty good here lately. Cora straightened him right out. Amen. I about got an amen out of her. Did y'all see that? She come all around shouting right there. I mean, he's done things to disappoint me, and I've done things to disappoint my father. Amen. But he's still for me. I'd be for that boy if he was in jail this morning. Amen. God's for you. We know that because He gave us His Son. Let's look at another reason. Verse number one. I'm going to choke to death. Now watch this. The Bible said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. Now listen, I can say I know God is for me. Number one, because He gave me His Son. Number two, because He has taken care of the issue of sin in my life. Yeah. Amen. He's taken care of that. You know what He said? It'd be kind of like Katie. Katie got a speeding ticket. Oh, yeah. And the sheriff said, if she gets another one, I'm coming to your house personally and get her license. She came in with a problem. She came in with a debt she couldn't pay. And she said, Daddy, I know y'all probably think it's awful, but you know what I did? I fixed it. She could have lost her license, but I have a friend who was able to shave some points to where she didn't lose her license. That's the way it is when we come to God with our sin. Yes, sir. We come to God and say, I'm guilty. Amen. I did it. Amen. And I'm sorry. Amen. And God says, give it to me.
Amen.
I'll fix it.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you glad of that?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Aren't you glad of that? Hey, man, we were condemned before we knew Christ. The Bible said we were dead in our trespasses and sins. Thank God. I love that song, What Sins Are You Talking About? I don't remember them anymore. We talked about it the other day, how God has taken our sin and put it as far as the east is from the west. Man, I mean, you think about that. You take off going east, you ain't never going to meet west.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said He's taken our sins and put them behind His back. There's one place on your body you cannot see, and it's right there. Amen. And that's what God said He did with our sin. He even said He buried them in the sea of forgetfulness, and one old preacher said He put up a no fishing sign. Amen. Hey, your wife might like to dredge up your past. Your friends might like to dredge up your past. But thanks be unto God, with Him there is no past. Amen. He didn't just forgive our sins, He forgot our sins. Somebody say hallelujah right there. Because we're a wicked bunch of people right here. Amen. I visited some of you in jail. Now I know you're in there before you ever even get in good, because we got somebody working inside. Amen. Brother Daniel, tell me. I've counseled some of you about to divorce because of some wicked things. Well, it got quiet. You say, oh, you got people like that in your church? Yeah. Church full of sinners. Amen.
Amen.
What I'm saying is, physically in this flesh, we have a past. But spiritually, our past has been taken care of. Amen. How do you like that? I'm glad He took care of the issue or the question of our sin. Look down at verse number 33. He said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Wow.
Amen.
You know what the Bible calls the devil? The accuser of the brethren.
Yeah,
but God said, who shall lay anything to their charge? Who can blame us for anything? He said, it's God that justified.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad. I know God's for me because He did the greatest thing for me anybody could ever do, in that He gave me His Son.
Amen.
And not only that, He took care of the question of my sin.
Yes, sir. Amen.
The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. Is that right?
Yes, amen.
Amen. But I'm glad God took care of that. I'm going to live forever.
Amen.
And ever and ever and ever and ever with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We know God's for us because He's given us His Son. We know He's for us because He settled the question of our sin. I love this third one right here. Look at verse number 9. We're going to look at a few verses right here. But I know God's for me, not only because He gave me His Son, not only because He took care of the question of my sin, but I know God's for me because He gave me the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. He gave me the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Now that word scares a lot of Baptists to death. It's a Bible word, amen?
Yeah.
It's a Bible term. And it's not just a word, it's a name. That's who He is. He is a person.
Yeah.
Some people worship the Spirit of God. No, we don't worship the Spirit of God. We worship in the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You understand that? Did you know just in this chapter right here, the Holy Spirit is mentioned or made reference to 20 times?
Hallelujah, brother.
He must be important.
Yeah. Amen.
God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Jesus said, if I leave, I'll send another comforter.
Right.
Well, I'm glad He's here.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad He's here. Somebody said, y'all are emotional and you base everything on feelings. Well, sometimes. But when I can't feel it, I've got His Word on it.
Amen.
But I like it when I can feel it.
Amen.
Amen. I like that song old Carl Partain sings about, thank God I can feel it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad I can feel it. What is that? That's the Spirit of God. When Sister Janice and Ashley and Elizabeth, and by the way, it's good to have you back up there singing, sis. When they was up there singing, Because He Lives,
yeah.
There's a couple of us got a little bit happy.
Amen.
You know what that was? That was the Spirit of God bearing witness with our soul.
Amen.
We clapped our hands and said amen and glory to God and hallelujah. Why? Because he lived. And the Holy Spirit sat down in my spirit and said, that's right. Amen. He is alive. He is well. And he is on the throne. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. If it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, we wouldn't have a clue. If it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, we'd never known conviction. We'd never been saved. I don't think nobody truly gets born again because they want to go to heaven when they die. I think it's when the Spirit of God reveals to you that you're going to bust hell wide open. We don't get saved out of joy. We get saved out of fear. When I got saved, I was scared to death. I really believe that night I'd die and go to hell. I really believe that. Amen. What made me feel that? What made me think that? It was the Holy Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. What's the matter? Y'all don't believe in Holy Spirit conviction?
Amen.
Y'all staring at me like a calf looking at a new gate. Amen. I believe in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I like it when he shows up. I like it when he shows out. I like it when it gets on and we can clap our hands and shout hallelujah. Thank God for the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Now look at verse number 9. Verse number 9 of Romans chapter 8. Listen, man. He came to live inside us. He said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not of his. None of his. How about that?
Amen.
I had a little Pentecostal lady, bless her heart. She told me one day, she said, have you ever got the Holy Ghost? I said, no, ma'am, but he got me.
Amen.
I'm glad he got me. Hey, when I trusted Christ as my Savior, he moved in. What do you think that verse means? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I have the Holy Spirit living down on the inside of me. You know what that does? That guides me.
Yes, sir.
That helps me through this walk of life. That helps to lead me in the path that I need to travel. Amen?
Yeah.
Thank God that he gave us the Holy Spirit. Look at verse number 10. Look at verse number 10. He said, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Hey, he has come to indwell us, and he's come to give us life. Look at verse number 11. He said, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Wow.
Amen.
Man. He came to indwell us. He came to give us life. And then he guarantees us a resurrection.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because of the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that quickened Christ from the dead was going to quicken us. Amen.
Amen.
I like that. I've always said, I don't want to go by the grave. If I have to, so be it. If I have to, y'all have a funeral, and I mean just have a blowout. Get the Rochesters to come pick and sing, and I mean y'all just have a time. Get old Brother Jonathan McNeese to come preach that message about the two kings or something. Amen. I mean y'all just have church and have a good time. I don't want to die, though. I want to go in the rapture. I just like to be part of that crowd, and I believe we are. Amen. I don't think it's going to be long that the trumpet's going to sound. Amen. But if I get to be here at the rapture, I tell you where I want to be. A long time I thought I wanted to be standing in this pulpit preaching when the rapture took place. I changed my mind. I want to be down at Melrose Cemetery. That's where I want to be. I want to be standing by a graveside. If you've preached as many funerals as I have, you know what I'm talking about. I've watched them lower enough down.
Amen.
I'd like to be there to see them come up. Amen. I've watched enough go down. I'd like to be standing there while they're cranking that little old handle and that body come flying. Woo! Wouldn't that be something?
Amen.
You say you believe that? Yeah, the Bible says so. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. I know God's for me. Because he gave me his son. I know God's for me because he took care of the sin issue. And I know God's for me because he's given me his Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We better not ever take the Holy Ghost for granted.
Right.
I worry about these churches, and I know we're on the radio, and I wouldn't want to offend anybody, but I worry about these churches, and if And if you're visiting and your church does it, then that's their business. But I worry about these churches that have a program.
Yeah.
Well, it got quiet again. So-and-so will pray the, what do they call it, the doxology or the beginning, whatever that is. And I mean, they got all this listed out, such-and-such is going to sing so-and-so. I mean, the whole service is so planned out.
Yeah.
You know what that does? That puts the Holy Ghost in a box.
Yeah.
And says, God, we want you to move, we want you to work, but you got to do it within this program right here. I would much rather, you say, well, y'all are just unorganized. No, it's not unorganization. It's spirit leading. I would much rather be sitting on this chair up here and, boy, during the service, hey, see God move in a certain direction and say, hey, Brother Todd, y'all sing such and such.
Yeah. Amen.
Throw the program. I know we got to have some organization. We got to have a time to start.
Yeah.
And some of y'all don't know what that time is. Sunday school's at 10.
Amen.
Amen. Church starts at 11.
Amen.
11. I said 11.
Yeah.
Not 11 in Alabama, neither. Church starts 6 o'clock on Sunday night,
Amen.
7 on Wednesday night. Y'all write them down, would you?
Amen.
Amen. And when Brother Charles comes up to the pulpit and opens that song book, that means you're supposed to get ready to sing.
Amen.
Amen. Well, it got quiet there. I seen him stand up here and beg you. Okay, now, let's get our song. Come on. It's like kindergarten class. Amen. It's time to go to meeting, man. We have to have some organization. We have to have some kind of, especially when you get this many people together, we got to have some kind of plan. But I don't want to plan God out of the plan. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. I want the Holy Spirit to lead this church. I don't ever want to see it get to the place where God is not at liberty in this place. The Bible said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen.
You know why people, sometimes it amazes me. And I preach in churches all over this country. And I've never been anywhere quite like this place. There's a few places I love to go to because it reminds me of home. And because I've had a great part in their churches, so I love to go see. But what amazes me the most about our church is how you pray. Wednesday night, before we ever even sung the first congregational song, somebody was in the altar. Last Sunday, before we ever even started singing, Brother Jeremy Moody, was in the altar. Before the service ever even started. People start singing. I've watched visitors. Y'all blow their mind. I've watched visitors, man. They sit there during the singing. People just start flocking to the altar, and they're going, what's going on? It's not time to pray.
Yeah.
Let me tell you when it's time to pray. When God nudges on that old heart, amen, and you start feeling a burden and you start feeling the heaviness on your soul, it's time to pray.
Yeah.
Amen. I've had people come pray while I'm preaching. That don't bother me. I like the liberty we have here. Sometimes y'all get such a fullness in your heart that you just feel like you got to stand up and brag on God. Do you know some churches, they won't allow you to do that? We had a group come here. I'm just going to tell you who it was. It was Brother Barry Ferguson. When they were in that other church where the pastor died before we started Happy Valley North, they came to one of our youth meetings, got on fire, went home, and while the singing was going on in church, one of the little girls lifted her hands like this. A lady got up out of the pew, crossed the aisle, and said, honey, we don't do that. Maybe that's what's wrong with you.
Amen.
Can you imagine that? Correcting somebody? I watched a pastor just a few miles from here walk out on the edge of a platform, tell a little girl who was praying to go back to her seat. She was fine. And one of our teenagers was in the altar trying to lead her to the Lord. Some people are so used to doing it without the Spirit of God that it scares the fool out of them when he shows up. We have people who say they'll never come back to another one of our youth meetings because of the shouting. I don't know where Amy's at. She may be out in junior church this morning. But that last one we had out at that camp, Sister Amy on Saturday night got happy and got to shouting in the altar. And it scared people. I wonder if they get afraid at the ball game. Does that bother you? Can y'all imagine a Super Bowl where nobody cheered? Everybody just sat there and went. I know God is for me because He gave me His Son. I know God is for me because He took care of the issue or the question about my sin. And I know God is for me because He gave me the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. What a gift.
Yes.
What a gift. I can't get off that. What would we do without Him in the funeral homes?
Amen.
Brother Tommy, when we stood there by your mama's casket and we went in for that first viewing, you remember that?
Yes,
boy, wasn't God with us? Amen. You know how He is with us? In the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. I've seen Him comfort us time after time after time. Death beds, operations. I mean, you name it, we've been through it.
Yeah.
And God has been there every single time through His Spirit. Amen. Lastly, and I'll quit. I want you to look at verse number 14. And I want you to see that we know God is for us because He has made us heirs and joint heirs with His Son. Verse number 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit, there's that Spirit again, by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, watch this, that we may be also glorified together. Wow. I know God's for me because of the great things He's done for me. I know He's for me because He gave me His Son. He took care of the question of my sin. He gave me His Spirit. And then He made me an heir and a joint. You know what He said? He put me in His will.
Amen.
Amen. You ever wonder when somebody in your family is sick and about the point of death, you ever wonder if you're in the will?
Yeah.
I thought about mom and pop. I hope I'm not in theirs because all I'll get is bills. Amen. Levi, by the way, that's what your inheritance is, son. Amen. You can finish paying off my debt when I'm gone. But God put me in His will. You know what? He loved me so much. He said, what's mine will be yours. What's mine will be yours. It would be enough for us to stand and shout if He just said, I'm going to give you a little part.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you live just outside the gate of the city.
Yeah.
That'd be enough, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
Anything not burning hell.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
But He went further than that and said, I'm going to make you an heir and a joint heir with my Son.
Hallelujah.
Wow. That ought to just really, really excite us.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is God for you this morning?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, but preacher, I can't pay my bills. Is it bigger than that? Is it bigger than the fact that God gave you His Son? Is it bigger than the fact that God's took care of your sin?
Yeah.
Listen, man, you're as close to hell. If you're saved, you're as close to hell right now as you'll ever be.
Thank God.
Amen. One preacher said, I'm so saved, I could storm hell with a water pistol. I'm like, you go ahead. I don't even want to get near it. Amen? Thank God. He's for me. Preacher, we're having trouble at home. He's bigger than that. He's bigger than that. One lady I just talked to recently set big old tears run down her face because she couldn't afford to do anything for Christmas. You know the greatest thing you can give your kids? The gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God's bigger than that. He's way bigger than that. If God be for us, who can be against us? When the trouble rises against you, just remind it. When the devil reminds you of your past, one old preacher said, just remind him of his future. Amen. God's bigger. Brother Todd, y'all come on and get us a song, brother. Let's stand to our feet this morning all over the house.
I said, "Preacher, sometimes I don't feel like he's for me." I know. I have those days too. That don't mean he ain't. He's still on your side. I wonder if there's somebody here this morning. He's for you. He said it wasn't his will that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. So that means even if you're lost, God's still for you. He wants you to be saved. He's on your side, but you've never joined up on his side. In other words, you're not sure if you died right now, heaven would be your home. It must be a good day to get that settled. This would be a good day to say, "Lord, I want to be on your team. I don't want to die and go to hell. I'd like to know in my heart heaven would be my home." Somebody ought to just jump in with Jesus this morning. Let's bow our heads all over the house. Nobody looking around. If that's you I just described, you're not sure that if you died today, heaven would be your home, I won't come to you, I won't embarrass you, I just want to pray for you. You'd slip up your hand, say, "Preacher, pray that I'd get this thing settled about my soul." Anybody? God bless you, son. God bless your heart. Oh, is there anybody else? Is there anybody else? Listen, nobody's looking around. I'm going to do my best to mind the Holy Spirit. Young man that just raised his hand talked to me during fellowship today about some serious health issues. But he just raised his hand and acknowledged a greater issue than any health issue could ever be. That's the issue of not knowing Christ as a Savior. With all those issues going on in your life, wouldn't it be great to know that God's on your side? I hope you'll get that settled today. I know the young man standing right beside you would like nothing better than take his Bible, help you get that settled right here today. "Preacher, I know I'm saved. I know I'm on my way to heaven. But I've let circumstances put me in the place where I really fail. Like God's not been for me." Please pray I'd just be reminded this morning. Anybody like that? I need to just get it through my head again that God's on my side. Thank you so much. Father, as we come to you this morning, again in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, that you are for us. Lord, we're feeble and fleshly and just human. Sometimes we seem to forget it. Thank you, Lord, for your word that reminds us over and over and over that you're on our side. Lord, you saw the hands and you know the hearts. You know exactly what needs to be done in this invitation. I pray you deal with us accordingly. Father, have your way and we'll give you glory for what you do this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.